From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama will focus on manufacturing, energy, skills for workers, and American values in his State of the Union address tonight. Advisor David Plouffe tells NPR's Morning Edition the economy is slowly improving, but there's plenty to be done to benefit a larger segment of the U.S. population.
At the same time we just see economic improvement, we've got to focus on how do we strengthen the middle class, how do we have more people in the middle class, and that's the central challenge, not just of this president's tenure here, but that's facing the country.
The president speaks to the nation and Congress at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Mitt Romney is releasing tax information Republicans and Democrats have been clamoring for. Some documents seen by news organizations reveal Romney made tens of millions of dollars in the past 2 years and paid a tax rate of less than 15%. He defends that very simply.
I will not apologize for having been successful.
That's Romney in last night's candidate debate in Florida. He says his Republican competitors are using weapons of the left to attack free enterprise. A so-called super PAC supporting Republican presidential contender Newt Gingrich is getting a $5 million contribution. NPR's Peter Overby says most of that money will likely end up buying TV ads for the Florida primary.
The super PAC, called Winning Our Future, is getting $5 million from Miriam Adelson less than 2 weeks after it got $5 million from her husband, casino billionaire Sheldon Adelson. Winning Our Future is not part of the Gingrich campaign. It used the first $5 million to attack rival Mitt Romney's record as a venture capitalist. But this time, a source familiar with the contribution tells NPR that Miriam Adelson wants the money used for positive messages about Gingrich. Winning Our Future gets the contribution as Gingrich's campaign committee is financially stressed. A serious TV campaign in Florida costs more than $1 million a week. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
A Marine sergeant who faced manslaughter charges for killing unarmed Iraqis in 2005 is entering a plea deal. Staff Sergeant Frank Wooderich agrees to plead guilty to dereliction of duty for his role in the slayings at Haditha. NPR's Tom Bowman reports the other charges are being dropped.
Sergeant Wooderich was the last of 8 Marines to face charges for the Haditha killings that resulted in the deaths of 24 Iraqis, including 10 women and children. All other Marines had their charges dropped or dismissed. One was acquitted. The case centered on the rules of engagement, which govern when a Marine can use his weapon against an enemy. Prosecutors argued that Wooderich lost control of his squad and failed to have the positive identification that's required before opening fire. The defense said the killings were a tragic mistake, but Sergeant Wooderich acted within the military combat rules at the time. Wooderich faces a maximum 3 months confinement, forfeiture of pay, and reduction in rank. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News. Officials now confirm the storm system that swept through Alabama Sunday and yesterday did include 2 tornadoes. 2 people were killed, 100 injured, and the Red Cross says more than 200 homes were destroyed. Workers off the coast of Italy are preparing to start pumping out the 500,000 gallons of fuel oil from the cruise ship wrecked on the rocks there. Rescue crews continue blasting small holes in the ship as divers continue a search for 17 people still missing. 15 people are known dead. The weather from space is about to get worse. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports on the biggest solar radiation storm in more than 6 years, which is headed our way.
Weathercasters who keep an eye on the sun say a solar flare last Sunday is sending a radiation storm that should arrive on Earth Tuesday. Radiation storms are a concern for astronauts and satellites, and they can trigger communications problems for some aircraft and affect the electric power grid. The storm is expected to be moderate to strong. It started when the sun emitted a burst of charged particles and a magnetic field. The entire storm comes in 3 waves. First, electromagnetic radiation, then a stream of protons, finally, atomic particles called a coronal mass ejection. NASA has determined that the 6 astronauts on the International Space Station are not in danger. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
The Federal Reserve begins a 2-day policy-setting session today, and it will culminate with the Fed's statement tomorrow afternoon. For the first time, Disney amusement and theme park workers will be allowed to grow beards and goatees. Disney prohibited all facial hair on theme park workers when its first park opened in the 1950s. It's been allowing mustaches. This is NPR News.